painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
Today on Artbeat, we talk with students from the Department of Theater and Dance at Winona State University about their presentation of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, a family-friendly musical based off of the Peanuts comic strips by Charles M. Schulz. Today we'll talk with Lance Erbick, who plays Linus, Kayla Williams-Schwartzy, who plays Lucy, and Andrew Elmquist, who plays Schroeder. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and this is Artbeat. I'm here with part of the cast from You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Awesome.
Cool. You want to go around the table here and introduce yourselves and tell us what role you play?
My name is Andrew Elmquist, and I'm playing the role of Schroeder.
Hi, I'm Kayla Williams-Schwartzy, and I play Lucy Van Pelt.
Hi, I'm Lance Erbick, and I play Linus Van Pelt.
Okay, great. First of all, why Charlie Brown? Do you know why the theater department decided to do this play?
No.
No? Okay.
Oh, no.
I think we have a bit of a dark season this year overall.
Okay.
So I think this is the big offsetter. Nice little
nice light.
Charlie Brown to make everyone happy.
Right. Okay. Cool. That sounds good. Have you guys seen any of the old animated versions of this musical?
Yeah.
Have
We've
you?
Been studying them.
Okay. I was going to say, did you kind of draw from that for inspiration for your roles?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
And I watched the Broadway version a lot, too, to get some inspiration from that.
Did you? Okay. Yeah. Okay, great. What did you like about the old shows or the Broadway versions?
I like the characters' honesties. Like, they're always very truthful about how they're feeling. Like, there's no lying between them. They're not, like, deceiving each other. They're all very honest with each other.
Okay. Great. How about you guys?
I kind of like the contrast that they're still children and they're immature and naive and innocent, but they're also very worldly and wise. Mm-hmm. They're wise beyond their years. They have a lot of mature opinions.
Right. There is, isn't there? And Andrew, how about you?
Yeah, I'd agree with Lance. I really like the intellect that the characters portray, especially Schroeder and Linus. They really have, like, Linus is very smart, like, in the way he talks, but Schroeder's smart musically, I guess. He really likes Beethoven and Mozart, which is wise behind his ears.
Right. Speaking of that, what do you think adults, I mean, it's always been thought of as a children's cartoon and stuff like that. What do you think of adults could get from this kind of musical?
I think, like Kayla's saying, we can really take from, like, the children's honesty, I guess, and their way of being naive about the world, I guess. It's kind of like, the innocence, I guess, is something that we can all take from it in our everyday lives, in a way.
Definitely. I agree with that.
Because they each kind of have their own thoughts about, like, what the world is. Mm-hmm. But, of course, we know what's up with the world because we're adults and we understand those things. It's funny to see them learning about the world.
Yeah, right. I think it's really interesting to see these deeper ideas filtered through their kind of their childish minds where they're just figuring things out, but we see it through their eyes.
Right. Okay. Cool. Do you guys relate to the characters like that then?
I definitely relate to Linus a lot. He reminds me a lot of myself at a younger age, very curious and inquisitive.
Cool.
I think for me, I mean, I'm a big music nerd, just like Schroeder. So yes, I like that embodiment of him. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just the way he kind of views the world and kind of talks to people, I guess, is similar to how I view things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I've been known around our theater department to be known as sassy. So I think that's how I kind of relate to Lucy in her way. She's always honest with how she feels, but it's kind of brutal sometimes.
Yes, it can be.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, in this whole show, Charlie Brown has some kind of a little bit of negative self-talk in a lot of the show. Do you think that the other characters, like Lucy, kind of sometimes she puts him down, you know? How do you think your characters play into his attitude about himself?
I think one of the main themes kind of the show is identity, and all these kids are still trying to find themselves, and one of the big arcs of the show is Charlie Brown doesn't think he's a very good person, and the rest of his friends are here to kind of show him that he's wrong.
Right.
I mean, the opening number is You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. So it's really like from that point, we try to build them up and say, hey, you know, you're not a loser kind of thing because he thinks that about himself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think kids are like that a lot, too. Sometimes they'll put each other down or things will happen, but they always kind of
kind of shake hands and make up, it seems like, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So you see little kids do that a lot. They'll apologize, give each other a hug, and go on their way, you know. Mm-hmm. So, well, great, great. Do you think, were there any special challenges, you know, playing the role of little children, especially children that everyone knows and kind of loves from their childhood, you know?
It was a little bit of a challenge to kind of stay true to the characters as they were in the cartoons and the comics, but mm-hmm. also kind of amp them up, this being a musical. We were told we really needed big characters, and okay. like, for instance, Linus, I always found was a bit more reserved and intellectual, so finding the right balance there mm-hmm. and keeping the honesty, but building them up for entertainment value, I think that was, it took a little bit to find.
Yeah, okay, cool. How about you guys?
I think believing in, like, the high stakes that they have within the show kind of helps. Like, everything is, like, super big for them.
Right.
Like, you have to get on the bus on time, or you have to write this paper that needs to be, like, 100 words or whatever. Mm-hmm. Believing, like, their heightened energy, I think, helps with the show.
And I don't know. For me, I think, like, sometimes Schroeder is more of a listener and then kind of just speaking on, like, what he observes. Mm-hmm. But for me, in my life, it's like I just want to talk, and I don't always find the time to listen. I guess it's been kind of a good, not only like following the character, but it's good for like my life in general as well, I guess, for that character.
Okay, okay. Sounds good. Another part about the his attitude towards himself, he has a lot of failures, but he also kind of has some redeeming moments, like when he flies the kite, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the overall message is of the play?
I think it's kind of cheesy, but it's like no matter, like you can, if you set your mind to it, you can do it. And with the right people and the right atmosphere, you can truly find that kind of balance, I guess. Even though if you don't maybe reach your goal, if you have the right people around you and the right mindset, eventually it doesn't really matter if you fail or not.
Cool. Yeah, it's kind of a learning process, isn't mm-hmm. it?
Yeah, I think one of the main themes is like believing in yourself as who you are as a person, like, you being you is enough in the world.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. I agree.
I think what I like about the show is how relatable its messages are. Like, a lot of bad stuff happens to Charlie Brown, but I think in the end, he finds out that the good outweighs the bad in his life. And it's not necessarily about what happens to you and what you do, but about it's about the people you're around, your friends.
Right. How you roll with the punches and mm-hmm. friends stick by each other. And yeah, for sure. For sure. There were some songs that weren't in the original TV specials, but they've been added in a lot of the musicals. One of them is My New Philosophy. Do you guys have that song? Did you add those back in? Or
mm-hmm.
You did? Okay, great, great.
Yeah, New Philosophy is there.
How about My Blanket and My Blanket and Me? Is that one?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's one? My, that's my song.
Okay, cool, cool. You want to sing a little bit of it for us?
My Blanket and Me.
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Sounds good.
All right. Yeah.
So, and this is also a senior acting capstone for Lance and
Kayla? Also me. Yep. Yeah.
Okay. How does it feel to see all this coming together?
Whoa. it's pretty wild. It's both of our first times as leads in a show. So,
okay.
Bit of pressure, but it's also really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's really exciting to have that responsibility.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Feels good, probably, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anything to add, Kayla?
I would agree with Lance. It is kind of like a heightened responsibility to have that now, like, we're both being able to be lead characters that aren't just in the ensemble, and we have to create our own stories. Like, our stories are already there with the characters. It's us, like, touching into them and their stories.
Right. Where can people find out more information about the show, the tickets and show times, things like that?
Okay. So tickets are available at wsuartstickets.com. We have Instagram at wsu.thad, and we have the WSU Theater and Dance Facebook page.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good. Well, great. It was good talking to you guys today. I'm here with Andrew, Kayla, and Lance from the show You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. So thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks again to Lance Erbick, Kayla Williams-Schwartzy, and Andrew Elmquist for joining us today on Artbeat.
Their presentation of You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown will be shown at 7:30 p.m. Wednesday, October 11th through Saturday, October 14th at the Performing Arts Center on the Winona State University campus. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to Artbeat.
Artbeat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.